Welcome to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. I'm Rachel, and this podcast is where you'll find the space to clear your head and calm your heart. I'm so glad you're here. Make yourself at home. Well, hello, and welcome to episode 21 of the Untangling Life podcast. I'm Rachel, and this episode is the second in a series called What You Need to Know by Heart. In episode 20, I introduced this series by sharing how sometimes my failure in this journey of faith is one of doubting God's promises and principles. Many of us want to learn to trust God more, right? But so many times, I don't actually have a trust issue. I have a spiritual memory issue. I simply forget. How can I prevent this faith issue of forgetfulness, spiritual amnesia, if you will? What do I really need to know by heart? There's a restaurant in our city that my husband Matt and I love. For many years, we didn't need to take a look at the menu because we already knew what was on it. We were so familiar with that menu that you might say that we knew it by heart. Do you have a place like that? Only one day we went into the restaurant and the waitress asked us, "Do you need to see a menu?" And we replied, "No, we are frequent guests." Then she replied, "The menu has changed." And my husband and I looked at each other, almost gasping under our breaths. But we knew it by heart. How dare they change our menu? A lot of us on our faith journey experience the same type of encounter. We go to church, we read our Bible, we pray, we check off all the boxes, but then something happens. Our child is ill, our mom receives a terminal diagnosis, or maybe you're the one who received the diagnosis, and all of a sudden we forget what we've always known to be true, that God has a plan, even and especially in the wilderness. In the last episode, I shared that the book of Deuteronomy is a series of pep talks from Moses to the children of Israel before they enter into the promised land. It's like the day before Super Bowl, and Moses is reminding the Israelites of all that they have learned up to this point. In Deuteronomy chapters 5 and 6, it seems that Moses is a broken record, repeating the same words and phrases over and over. Remember, observe, be careful that you do not forget. What were they not to forget? In episode 20, I covered how they were to remember the pain of the past, the place of the past, God's power that brought them out, and his protection that secured them. If you didn't have a chance to listen, I encourage you to go back and do so. But today we pick up the story of the children of Israel in chapter 7 of Deuteronomy. And Moses is continuing to prepare the people for this new stage of the journey. In verse 17 of chapter 7, Moses gives a pivotal clue as to why it is so important for them to remember everything he is telling them. Listen to verse 17. "You may say to yourselves, 'These nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out?' But do not be afraid of them. Remember well what the Lord your God did to Pharaoh and all Egypt. You saw with your own eyes the great trials, the signs and wonders, the mighty hand and outstretched arm with which the Lord your God brought you out. The Lord your God will do the same to all the peoples you now fear." The beginning of that section reads, "You may say to yourselves, 'These nations are stronger than we are. How can we drive them out?'" Have you ever said something like that to yourself before? "Gosh, this problem is bigger than me," or "This disease is just too destructive. This depression is too great. This circumstance is too much. How can I ever get through it?" Can you see why Moses continued to say, "Don't forget," and "Remember I said," and "Be sure to"? Forgetfulness ushers in fear. If the enemy can make you forget how good your God is and what kind of power he has over all living things, the incredible miracles the Lord has performed in your life, if he can make you forget those things, then he can make you fearful. And fear renders you ineffective. So Moses said, "But don't be afraid of them. Remember well." I love that the word well is added to the word remember. In other words, don't just remember, know it by heart. Know it so well you can recite it backwards. Courage is fortified by remembrance. Strength is solidified by memorials. In my book, One More Step, I say it this way: make a memorial where God meets you miraculously. When a God story happens in your life, write it down. Draw a picture, sing a song, paint a mural, fire up that social media post. Whatever outlet or medium you want to use, use it. But whatever you do, create an outward expression to help you remember well, so that when the enemy comes knocking at your door with fear, threatening to steal your courage, trying his best to get you to say, "This problem is stronger than me," then you don't allow his persuasiveness to rob you of remembering your God. Your feet are firmly planted on the foundation of the Word of God, and you refuse to forget God's promises, his principles, and his miracles. This is one of the reasons why I firmly believe in journaling, by the way. Prayer journaling is not only a great way to keep yourself accountable and enjoy daily communication with the Lord, but it also provides a history of your victories. You know, when my son was little, I remember he was two, and, you know, I had a lot on my plate at the time, at various levels. I had a lot on my plate, but he was two, and we were working on potty training. And Lord have mercy, it was such a battle. And I go back in my prayer journals and I read some of the prayers I wrote as a result of my son and his potty training journey. And I have to chuckle nowadays. Of course, he is 20, so I'm proud to tell you that, yes, he is potty trained. But at the time, it was a battle, right? Check out Deuteronomy 7:19 one more time. The Lord your God will do the same to all the peoples you now fear. Moses is saying what God did to Pharaoh was not a one and done kind of deal. He can do it again. Now, he doesn't always work the same way. He changes up the menu on occasion, right? Amen. I have to note that this verse says peoples. The Lord will do the same to all the peoples you now fear. That's a plural S and not simply people. And I think that's just a little tidbit from Moses indicating there would be more than one battle because there was more than one people. You know, how many of us have walked through seasons of life where there was trial after trial with no break between, a tsunami of circumstances followed by tornadoes and earthquakes and mudslides, and maybe it was your only means of transportation broke down, then your dog got sick, then your parents contracted COVID, and although your circumstances may be ever evolving, as all of ours are, God's power over our circumstances has not changed. Verse 20 and 21 of Deuteronomy 7 says, "Moreover, the Lord your God will send the hornet among them until even the survivors who hide from you have perished. Do not be terrified by them, for the Lord your God is among you, is a great and awesome God." The God who has given you eternal salvation also provides everyday solutions. If we can be purposeful to remember the promises God has given, the miracles we've witnessed him perform, if we can remember the wonder of who he is, then we don't have to be afraid. We can have full confidence in the strength of the mighty hand and outstretched arm of our good and loving God, even when we are tempted to say, "Goodness, this thing is bigger than me. How can I battle my way through this?" If you've listened to me speak or share in other platforms, you may have heard this story before, but I've never told it on the podcast, so I thought I would share it with you today. When my daughter Taylor, who passed away 3 years ago and is now in heaven, when she was little, she was able to memorize a verse. And it was shortly after she memorized this verse that we received her diagnosis of a rare metabolic disorder called MPS that would eventually take her life. But the verse came from the famous David and Goliath story, a little section of a verse And this is what Taylor memorized. The battle is the Lord's. And when I look back over her life and I look back over my own life, especially the time period in which she influenced me greatly as a mother and caregiver, I can think of no better mantra than the battle is the Lord's. If you were to come visit our home, when you leave the front door, you would see those very words right over the front door. The battle is the Lord's. Because I know what it feels like to wage a war that seems it can't be won. And maybe your journey of difficulties, disease, or despair has gone on so long or has been so hard that you are worn out, even worn down. This is for you. His strength is yours. He will carry you when you can't take another step. He will make a way when you see no way. He can still sling small stones and slay huge problems. Let him do it for you. Stay as close to him as you possibly can, because you want to be around to see that giant hit the ground. Remember well that God is bigger than your circumstances. This is what you need to know by heart. And that, my friends, is today's thread of hope. Each episode of Untangling Life concludes with a segment called On My Desk. If you long to develop a close relationship with the Lord so that you can remember He keeps His promises, then 31 Days of Prayers for the Heart prayer cards will meet you in your hardest moments to clear your head and calm your heart. You can find those at rachelwojo.com/shop. For the month of February, our community is reading through One More Step, Finding Strength When You Feel Like Giving Up. I wrote this book after walking through many hard years of caregiving for my special needs daughter, Taylor, who left us for heaven in early 2019. Some of the topics covered are how to fight fatigue, what to do to overcome the overwhelming, and understanding the power of running to God's Word as soon as discouragement strikes. You can find this at rachelwojo.com/shop. And as always, you'll find tons of free resources at rachelwojo.com, including prayer journals, Bible reading plans, and so much more. Thanks for listening in today. Until next time, God sees you and knows your need. Thank you for listening to the Untangling Life podcast with Rachel Wojo. If you enjoyed this podcast episode, be sure to subscribe. For show notes and free resources, visit rachelwojo.com. See you again soon.
Hi, I'm Beckett Cook, host of The Beckett Cook Show. I lived as a gay man in Hollywood for many, many years until I had a radical encounter with Jesus 13 years ago. Since then, I've gotten my master's degree in seminary and published a book called A Change of Affection. On my podcast, The Beckett Cook Show, I sit down with fascinating Christian scholars and thinkers to address the lies of the culture and bring the biblical truth to bear on those lies. To start listening now, go to lifeaudio.com or search for The Beckett Cook Show on your favorite podcasting platform.